I do know that the corridor now used by 6,000 cars to 14,000 cars a day is monumental. And the road never was meant to be to serve that many automobiles and that much exhaust. The result of that, of course, is going to be that whole corridor will die. That's one of the things that Betty Miller really worked on. What trees can tolerate exhaust like that? But that is such a tight little ravine of a corridor. The traffic needs to get out of there. I will agree with that completely. So, even though you say they're not going to close the Arboretum Road, I hope they don't. Because if they do, then it'll be forgotten. Another thing I think of is when Mohai, that building is raised and the bridge is put through there, that should be the growing space for the Arboretum. It should be used. It's going to be part of it underneath the roadway. There's no reason not to. If they destroy Foster Island, I think I'll tar and feather some people because I think it's wrong. Foster Island is a beautiful place, and they're going to just go plow over it, cover it up, beat it. I think that's wrong. It's a nice piece of land, and it's got huge possibilities. It's got a nice boardwalk, which I suppose will disappear. That was a tremendous addition at the time it was done, and it's used unbelievably well. A lot of people have enjoyed that, appreciated it, and it's a fair little walk. But when you get underneath the freeway, you have a funny feeling of stuff on top of your head. Okay, the freeway is going to, I mean, the 520 is going to come through there. Okay, we know that. We don't know when they're going to mess it all up. But they should do what they can to protect those pieces of land that are there and unspoiled. If they just go dump concrete and tar and everything else down there, I think it's too bad. The fact that they can't run 520 through the Arboretum is probably the biggest hooray in the whole business. And that's thanks to the fact they don't have enough money. I think the Arboretum needs a really good propagator who do things. And that's why I think of that space that's going to be there where Mohai is, because there's a lot of space there. What I guess they'll do is use, I just bet you they use their parking lot there for a staging area. So that'll pretty much claim that land. I mean, that's most appropriate. It's already there, so use it. It kills it. It compacts it so it can't be used, but that can be depends on how it's built, where it actually goes. And as far as the fern collection, we could, as the Hardy Fern Foundation, as a group, put a collection in most anywhere if they just give us the space, but they're not ready to do that, I don't believe. We would like to do that, yes.